Good morning, Arizona. On this absolutely spectacular Thanksgiving weekend special edition of Rosie on the House, an Arizona listening tradition for 25 years every Saturday morning. How was your Thanksgiving? Let me run you down the list of people I had Thanksgiving with. All in one big gathering, I had my mom, my wife, three daughters, a son-in-law, one daughter-in-law, six grandkids, one brother, three sisters, three brother-in-laws, one sister-in-law, two nephews, three nieces, and they each had their husbands with them. We had what you would call a feast.
That's an understatement.
Our baby daughter, Carol Grace, who's now 16 in just a couple days, says that that is her favorite night of the entire year, when we all get together for the Thanksgiving Day dinner, which at the Romero's always occurs on Friday, because we have deferred to the in-laws and allow all the kids to go to the in-laws on Thanksgiving Day, and then we reserve Friday and we put it together. Had lots of family come in from out of town, from Reno, from Colorado Springs, from Denver, and we had an absolute feast, and I hope y'all did too. We are just, this Thanksgiving is my second favorite holiday of the entire year. I love Thanksgiving.
It was special.
Whew. And on Friday, you also get to enjoy LSU. It's a tradition that the Tigers always play their backs.
I only enjoyed a minute and a half of that game.
The last minute and a half.
The rest of it was a little bit too tense for me.
First quarter was fun, too.
Oh, man. So we want to talk on this Thanksgiving weekend edition of Rosie on the House. What is it at your house that in the gathering of your friends and family over this holiday season, what is it that maybe your backyard needs to make that better for next year? Or maybe you've got a landscaping question about hardscape, lighting, sound systems, plants, fertilizing, mowing, trimming, edging, watering, lighting, anything having to do with outdoors. We're actually in the Garden Hour this hour with Rosie on the House. Wherever you're listening to us from, call the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. My daughter Julia will take your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We've got Mr. Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping Design here to help answer your questions, as well as John Manning from Elgin Nurseries. Of course, my son and co-host Romy Romero and my wife Jennifer are here as well. The entire Rosie on the House team, with Mike Reisch, our engineer and broadcast technician, making sure all the right buttons are pushed and the levels are set correctly. We are all completely here prepared to take care of anything you'd like to talk about in the garden this hour. Mr. Jenkins, where are we going to go with a beautiful landscaping tip of the week on this special edition?
One of my favorite topics, fire.
Okay. Yeah. Control.
Oh, there's
fire,
that
right?
Pyromaniac inside of all of us. Oh, I just love my fire pit. It is so nice this time of year to go out and have a little crackling fire and sit around it and watch the flames. And that is about one of the most relaxing things I can think of doing.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because it's popular. We have a full volleyball court, sand volleyball court. And the kids like to just dig a hole out there. That's their fire pit. You know, they just dig a hole out there, put a couple splits of wood.
Just safety
bring the lawn
first.
Chairs out in a circle, and it's
safety
all set.
First.
And John Manning of Elgin Nurseries, you were also talking about the fire pits, pretty popular at your house too, huh?
Yeah, it's where everybody ends up. No matter where I try to get them to go, they end up at the fire pit.
Yeah, there is something about staring into an open flame crackling, especially in the cooler evenings that we have right now. It's especially inviting.
Yeah. And with all the family over, that's what Thanksgiving's about anyway. They all get together around the fire pit and talk.
Absolutely. And what else would, Romy, we were at your house for Thanksgiving, and we were talking about something we might want to get done at your house before next year.
A little Ramada or pergola. I don't think I'm going to put a patio extension on, but I've got kind of a string of oak trees. There's four that come down, and then a fifth one that goes back, and the three farthest to the east eventually will have a little shade canopy. But right in there, I think we need like some kind of pergola, a ramada to put a swing. You can watch the horse arena. You could turn around and look back to the house. Just have a little shade cover.
Shade would be good. I think I'm going to upgrade the sound system in the backyard. I like our sound system, but hearing what's available out there now, you'd be all right with that, wouldn't you?
I would. I also want a sitting area, though, so that when that music's pumped out, we can be out in the yard and sitting out there somewhere.
Move out away from underneath the patio.
Yeah.
Hmm. But then I can't see my TV.
That's okay. I'll sit without you.
Oh, the number's 1-888-767-4348. That's where you reach us, right here at Rosie on the House. We're in the garden. Let's talk about what you'd like to help get done around your house before the next holiday season. Maybe with this longer stretched out holiday weekend, maybe there's a project you would want to get done with the extra days off. We have some new neighbors. And I especially appreciate it when neighbors who are snowbirds come in and work at their house the whole time they're here. They spend their entire vacation working. It improves the whole neighborhood. They've been spreading DG over their whole acre and rocks and granite. Not a bad thing. I stopped by the other day and I said, man, I appreciate y'all coming out here on vacation and sprucing up the neighborhood. I tell you what, when I've got my vacation property, it ain't going to need anything done.
Well, we're here to talk about what you're working on at your landscape yard. Brian's going to start us off from Ash Fork.
Ooh, that's nice.
Going way up north to start off our calls this morning. Brian, welcome to the program. All right. Well, we will come back to Brian, but he's got a problem with his fruit trees. Jonathan, Ash Fork's pretty cold, and I don't know the chill hours up there.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're not citrus trees.
I would guess they're probably apples or something else.
Yeah, stone fruits or something.
What would you do to start troubleshooting?
Irrigation is where you start. Make sure they're getting enough water. You know, if the soil's real gravelly, loose, the water might just be going right through it. It improves that soil where it holds.
It's the flagstone capital of the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
A lot of runoff.
Yeah, add some compost that would help store that water for longer and help have a better root environment for a fruit tree that are actually forested trees. You know, they're not really used to the desert soil.
Now, below the rim, Maricopa County, Pinal County, our chill hours rarely get over 200, 300. 400. I mean, Ash Fork, you could...
It's got to have enough chill for most varieties, yeah, most varieties you could buy.
So there's a lot of red apples that come into play when you get into those many chill hours?
Pears, cherries even.
Cherries, oh, nice.
My question would be, do the trees count only net ambient chill hours, or do they count wind chill? Because in Ash Fork, I don't think the wind ever stops blowing, does it? Does wind chill count?
That does not.
I don't think that that quite applies.
No.
But as we're talking about things for our yard and planting, something that Elgin does is the living trees. As if you're missing plants in your yard after you got done with your Thanksgiving, talk about the pine trees that are available.
If you thought what you needed was a big shade tree in your backyard, it's a great time to do it. We sell Christmas trees, nice, you know, full Christmas trees. They're 8 feet tall, $100, and you can keep them in the house until after Christmas and then put them out in your backyard. They make a really fast-growing, big shade tree, though, so make sure you give them that space they need, not too close to the house or the brick wall, kind of middle-of-the-backyard type tree.
So tell me, it's 8 feet. Does that count the box
it
comes
in? It does count
in?
The pot. Yeah, it's in a black pot, so it gives about 1.5 feet more. So when you put that down on the ground, they'll be 6.5, 7, and they should be just the right size for most houses while they're inside.
Standard 8?
Yeah.
Might not have room for the star on top.
You can, yeah.
What variety of pine is that?
That's a good question. They're Elderica pine, a bunch of names for the same pine. Elderica, Goldwater, Mondale, it's all the same pine. They're about the hardiest ones for our climate. They love the desert climate. If you put them in now is a good time too. After Christmas would be a perfect time to plant them because they like to get well rooted before the heat comes. So once you get them in, in January, say, they get a lot of root in the ground and they'll survive every summer after and grow like a weed.
You do that a couple times a year or a couple years in a row. You have a little pine
forest,
orchard,
yeah.
And then you could just start cutting down ones in your backyard.
that's right.
If you
putting it in your fire pit.
Plant, there you go. On those. I don't have a truck. I got a little car, or I drive a rice burner. I mean, not really, but if say I was somebody that had a car, do y'all deliver?
We do deliver also, yeah.
how far of a drive of a radius do y'all service? Because you're located at McDowell and about 86th Avenue, 8606.
Yeah. So the delivery fees are more the further you get away, but we do the whole Metro Phoenix area. It ranges between about $20 for the closest deliveries to $75-$80 for the longer ones.
Excellent. Living Christmas tree. I really like that. And I've already got a spot picked out where the our living Christmas tree is going to go afterwards. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Bill, so if I had a living Christmas tree and wanted it planted, you know anyone I could talk to about running some irrigation lines or something?
I could probably hook you up with that, yes. Half shovel will travel.
Half shovel will travel. Excellent.
And that's a pine that needs a lot of winter watering, too. Don't forget that. That's something people forget. Those pines come from an area of the world that get a lot of winter watering. Sometimes we turn off the system in the wintertime. We think, oh, gosh, it's cold. But that tree actually needs winter watering, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yeah.
That would almost necessitate it being on a completely separate valve of its own because there would be so few other plants that would need that cycle.
Thank you for making
my
point.
Or the hose. Yes. The garden hose. You could leave your system the way it is for the rest of your yard and just water that tree with the hose.
You just have one tree, right.
Yeah. Well, one good deep soaking per month should be good through the winter, but you can't leave it alone like you can other plants.
All right. Well, hot diggity dog, this is the Thanksgiving weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Feel free to give us a ring. Let us know what you're thankful for. Let us know what project you're trying to get done around the house. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. One of the things we'll be doing today is we have set up on our website at rosieonthehouse.com something that's called Rosie's Santa Bag Categories, and we have participating vendors and manufacturers that are putting in special offers for you only available at Rosie on the House. You go to rosieonthehouse.com and click
on the holiday.
Click on the Santa Bag. We'll talk more about that right after this.